Hello, my name is Leeka Gay and welcome to this podcast produced by the International Monetary Fund. Many of you will be familiar with Aesop's fable of the ant and the grasshopper, which is told to young children the world over to encourage hard work and prudence. While the grasshopper spent the summer months singing, the ant worked hard to store up food for the winter. Peter Blair Henry is the dean of the New York University Stern Business School. In a new book entitled Third World Lessons for First World Growth, he argues that in recent years, developing countries have acted like the ant in the proverbial story, and that the grasshoppers of the developed world have lessons to learn from them. Henry says we may be standing at an important crossroad in economic history.
Countries that were formerly called third world countries have used discipline to turn themselves around and become the emerging markets that are driving today's global growth. In 2012, the advanced nations grew at 1.3%. The emerging markets are still growing very strongly at 5.5%. And so it really struck me that we're at a critical point in the global economy, and in order for us to achieve a more prosperous future, the first world needs to learn, ironically, from the third world.
You actually begin by arguing in your book that the reason why countries like Mexico and China and those who you used to call third world countries are doing so well now is because of discipline. What do you mean by that term? Do you mean austerity or do you mean something else?
The critical thing to understand is that discipline does not mean fiscal austerity. Discipline means a sustained commitment to a pragmatic growth strategy that is vigilant and flexible, and that values what's good for the country as a whole over what's good for any individual, interest group, or person running for political office. When I think of discipline, I think of two key examples. On the one hand, you have the quintessential third world ant and a first world grasshopper. So the third world ant, in the spirit of Aesop's fable of the grasshopper and the ant, is Chile. And the first world grasshopper is the United States. In 2008, Chile's fiscal surplus was at such a high level that the people of Chile actually burned in effigy Andrés Velasco, the finance minister, in the streets of Santiago because they wanted him to spend that money on the people. Minister Velasco refused to do that, saying that this was money that the country needed to save for a rainy day. And when the global financial crisis hit and Chile went into recession, Chile was able to institute, I believe, a $4 billion tax cut package to stimulate the economy and to attend to the needs of the less fortunate. Contrast that to the United States. In 2001, the United States had a record fiscal surplus and made a collective decision that the fiscal surplus was the people's money, in the words of former President George W. Bush, and to return the fiscal surplus to the people. And of course, following the tax cuts, we ran into a series of shocks from 9/11 to the financial crisis that gave us record deficits. And so by not saving when times were good, we now have record debts and deficits that we're dealing with. So discipline in the context of fiscal policy is no more complicated than the story of the ant and the grasshopper. Saving during good times so that you have something to draw down on in bad times.
So what you're trying to say is that in actual fact, those first world countries didn't adopt any kind of discipline. How come?
Well, I think it's very often the case, as any parent can tell you, it's easier to say, do as I say and not as I do. First world countries for a very long time professed and taught third world countries, now emerging markets, what it is they needed to do to get out of the difficult situation they found themselves in the late 1970s and early 1980s. The third world, those countries became emerging market countries by implementing a set of policies that were taught to them by the first world. But the first world has largely forgotten the lessons that it taught the rest of the world. And so I think it's very hard for countries that are rich countries to recognize and have the humility that, in fact, there's much to learn from the pupils.
Now let's go back to like the meat of the subject. Do you think that there's a one-fit-all growth, or there's different ways to achieve a sort of foundation for growth?
There are many paths to growth. There is not one size fits all. But all the countries that have successfully turned themselves around have been disciplined. Whether it be a country like Korea, in which export-led growth is the key, or a country like Brazil, where getting rid of inflation is the key point. Every country is going to have a different path, but all the countries that have successfully turned themselves around have been disciplined. The second key point is, in addition to discipline, countries need clarity from their leaders. So third world countries became emerging markets when their leaders demonstrated a clear sense of commitment to a change of direction. Latin America in general. If you look at the data, it's very clear that post-1994 Latin America made a key decision to move away from the past. And this is brings me to the third point. In addition to discipline, clarity, we need trust. And it's not that emerging markets have solved all of their problems, but over the last two or three decades, they've made tremendous progress, progress from which we can learn. But now we're at this very critical point in the global economy, which is, will emerging markets continue down the discipline path? And will first world countries join them in once again getting on the discipline path? And in order for that to happen, we need to address what I call the trust deficit. As much talk as there is about fiscal deficits, in many ways, the trust deficit is more important. There's a trust deficit between emerging market governments and advanced country governments. Until leaders in the emerging markets have the kind of validation of the disciplined policies that they've put in place by giving them a commensurate voice, until that happens, these leaders are going to have a very difficult time continuing to sell what are difficult disciplined policies to their populace.
And that was Peter Henry from New York University Business School on his book Third World Lessons for First World Growth. And to hear more podcasts, log on to www.soundcloud.org/imf-podcast.